Nolte, Punishing Beat Inflation Has 1 in 6 Retirees Considering Unretiring. By John Nolte on May 30, 2023. 1 in 6 retirees is now thinking about unretiring due to beat inflation, which one analyst says may be here to stay. Well, if Biden wins re-election, it will certainly be here to stay. Patrice Onuwunga laments in the far-left USA Today that the financial insecurity caused by inflation, which itself was caused by reckless federal spending, may become permanent. More. People have connected the dots between ill-advised government policies and harsh economic outcomes. Spending nearly $2 trillion on government transfers to nearly every household at a time of supply chain disruptions and exacerbated labor shortages caused inflation to accelerate. Putin's invasion of Ukraine and other production disruptions worsened it. The Biden administration and congressional Democrats passed a climate change bill that they falsely labeled the Inflation Reduction Act in hopes of fooling Americans, especially seniors. The bill never addressed rising food, housing, or energy prices, the most basic and critical needs of households. Any climate savings would take years to come to fruition and could be offset by new costs for households, tens of thousands of dollars, on new electric vehicles. Meanwhile, the green subsidies cost more than 3 times what the law supporters claimed. What could be more cruel than passing a bill called the Inflation Reduction Act that does the exact opposite? Of those who have already been forced to unretire, 55% say it was due to needing more money. The liars in the White House and corporate media continue to assure us the inflation crisis will soon decrease, and then this always seems to happen. The price of everything is exploding, especially housing. Meanwhile, his fraudulency Joe Biden is doing everything he can to ensure inflation continues to rise. The federal government cheapens money by spending like a drunken sailor. Worse still, Biden has allowed millions and millions of illegal aliens to invade our country, which increases the need for scarce goods like housing, which of course, increases the price of housing. Unlike other discretionary spending, Onwuka reminds us, housing is not optional. Increasingly, Americans are spending more on rent, and this disproportionately impacts low-income people and older adults, especially those on fixed budgets. She adds that some 10 million households headed by people aged 65 or older pay more than a third of their income on housing, and half of these pay more than 50%. Now add millions and millions of illegal aliens to the housing equation and see what happens. Biden is deliberately punishing Americans who spent their lives following the rules, who paid their taxes, saved, and worked. Above the interests of those Americans, he is putting the interests of illegal aliens, millions of them, who increase the demand for everything, which increases the cost of everything. My personal plan is to retire in a little over 4 years. I'll never be rich, but I've been saving for that day since I first opened a 401k in 1994. I love my work and the people I work with. That's not the issue. The issue is the dream. The dream of entering the third act of life with the time and money to do what you want. Countless Americans who work do the same. They save and deny themselves instant gratification in anticipation of those golden years. Therefore, I cannot imagine what it must be like to enter that dream and then have it stripped away. I can't imagine the horror of unretiring, of going back to the grind, of re-entering the world of dreading Monday mornings. Honestly, only idiots, child abusers, and masochists vote Democrat. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.